Hi, this is Chrissy Blaze. I think Jerry just called you, right? Have you spoken to Jerry?
Yes, this is Rick, and I think he's in Montana, right?
Yes.
Okay, Rick, we have an email from you, and you sent your date of birth.
I have your chart in front of me, Rick, and you probably know you have the sun in Pisces and moon in Capricorn and Capricorn rising and various other things.
Is that good?
That's just brilliant. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. But your specific question, do you mind if I just repeat that on the air?
No, go right ahead. That's fine.
You're wanting to know if you're going to be coming some money soon, and apparently you're asking whether that's from a source in network TV for a show that you helped to create.
I take it that Rick is probably a writer.
I'm a writer. I'm writing a series of books right now. And what I'm trying to do, let me clarify this, is that I'm trying to pitch my series idea to either to a network or to a movie production company. And I want to know whether or not that's going to be fruitful or successful. If not, what should I do?
Rick, do you have any leads already? Have you already pitched it to somebody, or are you just thinking about it?
Initially you have to get a literary agent in order to be seriously considered by a...
They want that release form. They want a little protection.
Correct. And they won't touch the manuscript or any part of the idea without getting it pitched by a literary agent.
Chrissy, I found finding a literary agent or a theatrical agent sometimes is tougher than getting a job.
Yeah, it's the same in the publishing world, too.
Most
publishing companies want an agent, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're asking whether this is the time when you should go for it and you can actually make some money from that?
Yeah.
Will you be successful? Actually, this is the time. This is the time. And in fact, between now and December really is the best time to be doing that, to be really working hard at doing that. And actually do you work with someone? Like, do you have a business partner? Actually, the agent could be the partner, because a partner is featured in your chart as someone. You need to get someone you're working with, so it could be the agent, but it's going to take some work. You're not quite there yet, so be prepared to do the groundwork. There's groundwork involved. There's, like, when I first got my literary agent, I had to write quite a lot of letters, like 50 letters, before I got the right one. And I think you're going to have to put the groundwork in. But if you do, then this is a lot of success could come your way, and money too this year. This is a kind of a money vibration that you're under. Money's going to go out, but money's going to come in. And by the end of the year, you'll have more money in than out, if you know what I mean. So
that's good.
It's a good time, but you're going to have to work. So it's not just going to happen, you know. There's more work to be done.
Oh, I agree with that, and I'm trying to do that right now, but the only problem I'm having is that I'm getting over and over and over again rejection.
Yeah, you will. But you'll get the breakthrough. The breakthrough is going to come. Where are we now? March.
You know, in this business of writing, Chrissy's a writer, so she can back me up on that, or... in the theatrical angle, which I'm more familiar with, but you just keep throwing it up against the wall till something sticks.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't get disgusted, because just the next person may be the person.
I think I had...
And just because 9 people have said no doesn't mean the 10th won't say yes. That doesn't mean you should listen to the 9 who said no. They may have some good points on why they said no. Don't you agree,
absolutely.
Chrissy?
And is this your first thing... Rick, is it the first thing, or have you done other stuff before? Because getting the first thing accepted is the hardest. Yeah.
I'm a scientific researcher myself, and I've gotten some accolades for the work I've done writing papers on quantum physics and gravity. So I've done that before.
Right.
But and I've also done acting, and I've also been trained as a comedian.
Interesting.
Well, we'll let get the snare drum out, and we'll let Rick tell a few jokes.
This really is a successful time you're in, though, Rick, I have to say. It's a successful time, and it's very good for money, it's very good for success, for going out there and really making things happen. So it really is the time.
Well,
I believe you're going to you're going to make a breakthrough.
Rick, did you ask something about being in danger?
Yeah, that's true. Why did you ask that?
I mean, is it a danger from the audience that will lynch you because the jokes aren't funny? Or?
Well, that could be so. No, I was involved in a conference recently where one of the conference attendees asked me to do a...
Okay, so you think that you might have run across somebody that's not necessarily on the up and up, and you rejecting them may put you in danger?
Correct.
Do you get anything like that any...
I'm just looking at the House of Enemies. I'm just looking at that for a second.
Well, that's a House of what?
We have a House of Enemies in our
show. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's actually the House of Relationships.
Mine's probably
too,
really
but
full.
It's,
no, I don't have any enemies. I'm a nice guy.
I don't. Yeah. I don't see any difficulties in that respect. Though you always have to be a little bit careful because you've got kind of a difficult moon in your chart. So it's like you have to tread carefully because sometimes you just
you tread on toes.
You tread on toes a bit.
And it may not be nefarious. It may be just an act of nature that Rick needs to be careful.
Yeah, but there's nothing, I don't see anything drastic. So you don't need to worry about that. You need to worry about getting all your success this year because it really is out for there for you to get, but you're not there yet. And you need to link up with a partner. You need to get that agent. It's important for you. Or a partner, like
a partner
writing
of some
partner
sort
or something. Yeah, right. That's kind of featured.
And I'm working on that now, and I have another question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I met a girl at this conference who, you know, says she likes me and all, but I didn't want to know, is she the one that I'm going to be...
Does he have a serious relationship coming up in his chart?
Well, it's kind of difficult for me to say she's the one without knowing her details, you know.
Yeah.
But when people ask me that, I'm always suspicious because, like, if they've got to ask me, then it obviously isn't the one, right? But,
Rick may have some doubts about her.
Yeah, the second half of the year would be a good year. It's kind of good for serious relationships. Even marriage, but I don't know if she's the one.
Wow.
You know? There's possibility. What do you feel, Rick? I mean, do you feel she's the one? You tell me.
And we've had kind of, we just met and it was like an automatic instant chemistry
It wouldn't surprise me if something happened but before the end of this year, actually.
Uh-huh, Rick.
And if it...
And I dreamt about her years before I ever met her. And when I met her, it was like I already knew her already, you know. And we have a kind of chemistry going, and... she's wanting to take it slow. She's an actress and all, and she's wanting to take it slow, but she's the one who started using terms like our relationship.
Rick, you're going to have a good year, I can tell already from
I
all
think
of this, so,
yeah.
So we wish you a lot of luck.
And I have one last question pertaining to the scientific endeavor that I have been working on in the form of quantum gravity physics. Am I going anywhere with that?
Well, that's a kind of a... Going where? I mean, do you...
Do you see me doing anything with that, or will I have a change of...
Well, I think she sees success. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I isolate it what it is.
I want to say something to you, Rick. You're a very spiritual... Your spiritual life will grow and flourish as you get older. And if there's a connection between quantum physics and spirituality, which I think there is, right, then you will take it further, yeah. If you're using it to, I don't know, I'm not making sense here, but if it's something that's going to further people's interest in spirituality, then I think that's a good thing and it's something you will take further. But if it's just like an intellectual stimulation, I don't think, you have to really feel something. And that it is important.
Well, you are correct, and I am very spiritual, and I try to be very much, you know, that way in my life. And the reason why I even got involved in this type of research in the first place was so I could help mankind out.
Oh, yeah, well, go for it. I think, yeah, I'm getting the shivers now, so I think you have to keep on with that, yeah, definitely. And maybe you could weave it into your writing, too. You know.
Well, I think you should.
On my sequel I'm writing, it deals with the Philadelphia experiment and the aftermath.
Oh, wow, sounds great. Or let us know how it goes. That sounds great.
Okay, Rick.
Let us know when you get your contract.
Let us know. And
I don't have your email, but I'll let Jerry know, and then we'll let you know if that's...
It's Chrissy at jerrypippin.com. C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E.
Okay, got it. I remember now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck, Rick. Yeah, good luck with everything.
Okay, Ann, thank you. And
sounds good.
God bless you guys.
God bless.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Okay, Chrissy.
Hi, Rick's on a roll, I think.
Yeah.
On always.
Who do we want to do next? We have this lady from England, I think.
Oh, yes. Anne Dewhurst is a lady from England. And she was born in Yorkshire, a lovely part of the country, I have to say.
Where were you born?
In Surrey. Surrey is featured in the...
S-U-R-R-E-Y?
Harry Potter books. In the Harry Potter books?
Okay.
They come from Surrey.
Okay.
It's a suburb of London, really. So, I'm from the south, but Yorkshire's the north. And Anne is asking, how did astrology affect her spiritual path, especially with healing?
Well, now, you're an astrologer, but you're also a healer, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
A spiritual healer?
Yes. I'm not sure what I understand the question, how does astrology affect her spiritual path? Astrology can interpret, you know, our possible spiritual path we take, but how it affects it, you know, is a slightly different question, so I'm not sure how I'm going to answer that, but...
Yeah, I have her email here in front of me. I guess she wants to know about her house, too. She wants to sell it or something?
Is there any let up for me in the near future and help with selling and buying a house? Right. Do you think I was destined to be on my own? Okay. It's not a great year for buying and selling, I have to say.
And
it's actually a very spiritual year. It is a year for her to focus on her spiritual path. And what she... That is the sort of highlight in her healing work, which is very, very important to her. Actually, she has phenomenal healing ability. I have to say that. She is really a caring, sensitive person. Enormously sensitive. And she's very super sensitive, almost a lot of psychic ability too. Buying and selling a house. I will say, if she can wait till 2009, it's going to be a much better time for her. Maybe at the end of this year, but right now she's not in a good time for making money, I have to say.
Yeah, we've noticed that.
It's a little bit lean and mean.
If you pay attention to the news, folks, regardless of where you are in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well,
she might be good for buying, but not for the selling. But it's not... No, the focus at the moment is on the spiritual, but... You know, she's talking about a relationship. Is she destined to be on her own? This actually is a year for her of true love, you know, could come in. Someone older than her, someone more mature, possibly. So she's focusing on things like her spiritual life, on love, and she could well attract someone into her life, someone very important. So it's a kind of romantic possibilities too.
You know, we started out the show with Cynthia, who we called one time. She was on the show, and I think we called this other man, sent us an email too. He's a fan of our UFO shows from, I believe, Nashville or at least Tennessee. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah. Yes. This very bright man.
Yeah, and he sent you an email. I haven't read it all yet. It was
several
paragraphs.
That's right, but I have a couple of others, Valerie Venter and Chandra Paswani.
Well, let's do those first, and then we'll close with an old friend, a radio friend, I mean.
Just briefly, Valerie Venter is from South Africa, and she says she can't listen to the show. Is that right, Jerry?
No, she can listen to it. She just doesn't know that she can listen to it. I think I have listeners in South Africa.
She's wondering if she's going to get married to the man she's seeing at the moment. She could. She's under a marriage vibration right now. If she doesn't get married, she's going to split up with him. It's going to be one way or the other. I know that sounds obvious, but no, it's not, because it's not going to go on and on for the next few years. It's either going to culminate in a marriage or it's going to culminate, I can't say divorce because they're not married, but it's going to culminate in a breakup. And so she
they'll just move on.
Yeah, so she could even, if it's not working and she hasn't been asked, I mean, why not bring it up to him? She needs to know. And she needs to make, you know, definite plans. So that would be my advice. Marriage or not.
You know, a lot of people around the world think of us only as a radio show, like you turn your radio on, and that's not really true. This is new media, and they can hear it anywhere.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah,
it's available as an MP3 or a Windows Media download either way.
That's right, and you don't charge, Jerry, like many other people do. Yeah, I realize that a lot of other people do charge. Yeah.
Okay, what the other person you had there was?
Paswani, which is Chandra Paswani. And she also wants to focus on
marriage.
Now, where
is this woman, do you know? Or is it a man?
She is actually in Hong Kong.
Okay. See, we have a huge worldwide audience.
I know.
And you have a huge amount of people from around the world on your list as well, and that check your newsletter out. How do they get that newsletter?
How do they?
Yeah.
Well, they just email me, chrissyblaze@msn.com, or they go to my website, and you can just click something and subscribe, you know.
Okay.
So do that. If you're listening and you're interested, then sign up.
Okay, what about this person in Hong Kong?
Well, actually, we talked about her last time, Jerry, and she said that was very accurate. But she wanted to also now know about her marriage and what the situation will be. And I think...
Is she married
last
now?
Time, yeah, she wants me to focus on her marriage. Yeah, she's too... Her, too, is in a time when... Let me think. Yeah, it's looking a little bit rocky right now. She needs to be talking to her husband and working out what she wants, because... there's a possibility of separation going on, and if she wants it to continue, then she needs to be talking. That's my advice.
And well, communication, you know, in my experience is the main problem people have, they don't really, I mean, whether it's a partnership in business or romance or whatever, really, the secret, I think, is open communication. If you're not happy with something, you need to tell the people. Or if you're happy, you need to let them know.
Exactly. And also, I want to say this to you, Chandra. You need to learn to compromise, too. Marriage is all about compromise. And you are a person who's very strongly, how can I say it? I don't want to say self-centered. I want to say very, you really know who you are. You're very...
In other words, she expects things to go her way, and not necessarily in a selfish manner. It's just the way she thinks.
You're very, very strong,
positive person, and
positive.
And you got to it is a two-way street.
Yeah, you got to learn to give a bit, and if you're not prepared to give a bit, then I'm not sure that it's going to continue. But if you go into another relationship, you're going to have the
same problem. It goes on and on. If you notice people who do get divorced, many times they end up with the same sort of mate.
Exactly. So why not try and work it out? And, you know, be prepared to compromise. You are in a time, Chandra, when one learning thing for you is adjustment. Adjustment and compromise is a learning thing that's coming up in your chart now. So maybe, you know, you can really make it work well if you do that.
You know, we have a lot of listeners in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Oh.
In fact, even
nice.
Former pastor of mine lives in Hong Kong. He's a theological professor, and listens all the time.
Oh, good. Well, you have a worldwide audience, that's for sure.
So it's interesting. This fellow from Tennessee, he was very intellectual, and he wrote some book, and it didn't go anywhere because it was intellectual.
That's right.
And I think he's feeling badly about that, but I think that's just one of the facts of life.
I know, and it's a wonderful-looking book.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, it's expensive, too, and I know why, because it's full of these gorgeous plates, and it's really worth the money.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to invest in it, I mean,
but it costs a lot of money to do.
It's like he's got this amazing discovery about a redesign of the Earth and the solar system that he's discovered. which he believes lies at the root of the sort of ancient mysteries on Earth. So it's a really important book, I think. He's come up with these extraordinary things. But he's asking me, and I'm reading it now, Jerry, in my experience in the Aetherius Society, because I'm a long-term member of the Aetherius Society.
Yeah, and we've done shows about that, and over on your page where the show can be found, if they want to go back a few years, down at the bottom, we have programs where you dealt exclusively with that Aetherius Society and what they do. And you talked about Dr. King and all that kind
of stuff.
That's right. So people that want to know what we're talking about, it's right there.
That's right.
You can go listen to it.
Dr. King was a contactee in the 50s and 60s and until his passing, which was in the mid-1996. And he wants to know, and he received many, many messages, over 600 messages, whether these masters that he channeled ever hinted that the world and the solar system was recently reformed, which Harry has found that it was, you know, through his discoveries, rather than just catastrophically visited by chance asteroids, as so much of the world currently thinks. I'm not aware that they talked about that, but certainly they talked a lot about there being a divine plan and that nothing happens by chance. So the idea of a chance asteroid, no, I mean, there is a cosmic plan, a divine plan for all of us, which includes the planets and the solar systems, and, you know, we're all part of this huge plan of evolution where we're eventually going back to the God from whence we came, you know. So there's nothing by chance. So on that level, yes, I would agree there's been, you know, it's a design, if you like, is what he's saying, I think.
Yeah,
I got that wrong, Jerry?
He goes into great detail about these things, and they're not really theological or spiritual by themselves, but they're deep planted thoughts and roots about civilization and galaxies and how things are planned and how they worked. And his book is just phenomenal. And whether you want it ready to believe it or not believe it, it's great to investigate it.
People should read it, yeah, definitely. Can they get a copy on your website, Jerry?
No, but if they email us, we'll get in touch with him. We didn't sell it. It was expensive.
Yeah.
That's his problem he has with it, as you said. It costs a lot of money to put a book out like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's full of plates, and it's really worth every penny, but it's expensive, yeah.
So anybody that's interested, we'll get him in touch with this fellow, and they can investigate it on their own. So basically, what was he asking you?
Whether I've ever heard through the Aetherius Society whether the solar system and the Earth were like
redone,
like whether there was a plan, a plan or redesign, if you like. There is a design. Nothing's by chance. I don't believe that there's these chance asteroids, you know. I've never heard that specific. There's been redesign. I haven't heard that word redesign.
Okay.
But certainly that there is a design, a plan, if you like.
Okay, we're going to be back in a minute with Chrissy Blaze and talk about a couple more things before we leave today. But we do urge people who have questions for our next horoscope show to ask us the questions. I think you've spent a great deal of time on several questions that needed answers, and I thought you gave some pretty good answers, Chrissy.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
And so we'll be back to wrap this up in a minute.
The doors are finally open at ShopJerryPippin.com. Explore our new iShop. It's open and growing. You can use any major credit card or your checking account with our PayPal connection. Our first edition t-shirt selections features 3 different Jerry Pippin UFO files designs. In addition, we will be adding collector t-shirts from select UFO conferences, as well as several novelty items. Check us out at ShopJerryPippin.com.
This is Chrissy Blaze, and this is the Horoscope Show. We want to let everyone know about your personal appearances, Chrissy, so they can come and meet you in person. Where in England will you be again?
I'm going to be at the Festival for Mind, Body and Spirit in London. It's in Victoria in London. And I'm doing a workshop on how to read your horoscope. It's actually for beginners to astrology and also people who...
Well, now you have a book out like that.
Actually, I do. Yeah, that will be the textbook.
And I think you told me earlier in the show that you might even give away a copy or two of the book to people that register for that thing. They have a drawing or something.
That's right. The first two people that book and who send me an email will be, well, everybody who books actually will be put in the drawing, which will be held on my birthday, April the 18th, and I'll send out two copies of the book.
Remember that, folks. April 18th, Chrissy's birthday.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, that was a giveaway. And the other thing is...
When is Gary, your husband's birthday?
He's next week. Thanks for reminding
me. Okay, getting
March
very close, huh?
Yeah.
So he's on the cusp, actually.
Actually, no, he's March the 31st. It's well into Aries, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be doing that, and we're going to do another horoscope show next month, too, so people can email Chrissy at jerrypippin.com. That's Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, at jerrypippin.com, and we need their date of birth, where it happened, and what else?
Date, time, if they have it. And place, and also any question.
You need something more or less question-wise to narrow it down.
Yeah, and another thing, the phone number is good because Jerry will call a couple of people, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be on the show, be sure and send your phone number. Otherwise, we'll just read an email from you. Chrissy, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Any parting words? Anything else we need to plug?
Oh, well,
you're so busy, I have to ask.
Yeah, I just want to say that if you do want to get my new books, which are Mercury Retrograde and How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps, Jerry very kindly has them available on his website.
Yes, I do. And you just remember shopjerrypippin.com if you want to go over there too as well. And there's a banner right here on this page where the show is. And you can order it from us. And Chrissy signed the horoscope books.
Yes, that's right. So support Jerry and
support
me. That's
right. Support me.
Yeah,
I'm not a Pisces. Isn't that the one I was going to get rich in April?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you didn't quite say it that way. Okay. Hey, Chrissy, I've enjoyed it.
Me too, yeah. All the best, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be doing another Chrissy Blaze Horoscope Show soon. Our web producer and tape editor was Jane Swartley. Until next time, cheers.